And before we go today, one last thing. The Celtics took the Eastern Conference Finals all the way to Game 7, yes, but in the wake of their loss to the Miami Heat on Saturday, only one number really matters to fans. And that number is 3, as in the Big 3. Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce, who may have played their last game together after 5 heady seasons. So, are fans in mourning? Joining us now is Celtics fan extraordinaire James Burke, who blogs frequently at RedsArmy.com. James, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, let me ask you, James, what's it been like for you to watch these three guys in particular play together for the past 5 seasons?
I tell you, it's been magical. Magical is the first word that comes to mind. I've actually been fortunate enough to go to quite a few games at the TD Garden since the inception of the Big Three when Kevin Garnett came aboard in 2007. My sister was a season ticket holder for a couple of those years, and I've actually made it to quite a few games. And you've seen everything from, you know, the 17th banner raised to the rafters, the Boston Celtics, you know, finally getting back to the league's hierarchy. You saw Ray Allen break the all-time three-point record. You got to see Paul Pierce eclipse 20,000 points as a Boston Celtic. So it's been truly magical and a great time to be in Boston and be a Celtics fan.
Do you think there was something special in particular about having the three of them play together? I mean, you just mentioned a bunch of individual achievements that they had, but it seemed like they were more than the sum of their parts.
Absolutely. It really was. And together as a group, and especially the point that Doc Rivers was able to stay this whole time, and they were able to have that cohesiveness and have one coach together, it was just a true joy to watch. They played together fabulously. Each one knew what the other was going to do. And you know, sometimes when you throw together all stars like this or superstars, it takes a while for them to mesh. But it seemed like even from day one, these guys just really were meant to play together.
I can almost still hear your heartbreak from what happened on Saturday. I mean, as you were watching them ultimately lose that game, did you start thinking that this is the end of an era and the Big Three are going to go their separate ways, even though Celtics President of Operations Danny Ainge hasn't yet said what he's going to do?
Right, right. Yeah, it really was tough. And basically, you know, it's easy to say, you know, the stereotypical thing with this group of Celtics is they ran out of gas or they ran out of steam. But you also have to remember, you know, they were playing against two of the best basketball players in the world in LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. But, yeah, when you saw Kevin Garnett, which was probably the most poignant moment of this season, when you saw Kevin Garnett come out of the game with about a minute left, he went over to Doc and it hasn't been confirmed, but it was alleged that when he went over to him, he said, "I love you, and you did a lot for this group." So, yeah, I think seeing that moment on TV when Kevin went over and hugged Doc like that and they embraced, you really got a feeling that it could indeed be the end of the Big Three. It's definitely possible.
James Burke is a regular contributor to several Celtics fan sites such as RedsArmy.com. James, thank you so much, and here's to next season.
Exactly. Here's to next season. Go Celtics, and thanks so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
3, that's a magic number.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anthony Brooks is back with us tomorrow, so join us then for more Radio Boston.
No, 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 no,